Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's KSJE's DJ for a Day all this week on KSJE 90.9 FM. It's now time for the Catherine and Jen Show from the San Juan United Way. It's Catherine Abeta and Jennifer Johnson right here on KSJE.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so excited to be here. We're trying to figure out how to add the live stream on our Facebook.
Yeah, we want to make sure that there are thousands of people watching, because we know that there are thousands of KSJE lovers out there. And what better combination than KSJE and the crazy duo of Catherine and Jen?
Seriously. And we have so many prizes to give away today. We're really excited.
We sure do. So while you guys are getting your checkbooks out and settling in for this little watch party, inviting all your friends, I'll start you off with a Catherine and Jen DJ for a Day tradition, which is cheesy Thanksgiving dad jokes. And I didn't even tell Catherine about them, so she will laugh on cue if they're good. Catherine, do you know what the difference is between a pirate and a cranberry farmer?
No.
A pirate buries his treasure, but a cranberry farmer treasures his berries. I think that I should get a prize just for having the best joke of the day. Ooh, best joke of the day. That'll be
Ooh,
one prize.
That's a good one. Okay.
Let's see.
Maybe we should share some of the cool prizes we have to give away today.
So we have, here you go. You're
I'll
on
hold
key
it.
There.
Ooh.
We have the most gorgeous
calendar.
2020 calendars for the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And so they are available for sale in multiple locations for $15. Probably the most precious calendar you'll ever own. And hopefully all of these animals have already even found a home before the calendar starts. So that would be super fabulous.
I would.
And actually, I'm going to segue on that to say that also I have a Thanksgiving fact that ties into the animal shelter, because the Turkey Trot is this Saturday, and the benefits will go to the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And I didn't know that the first turkey trot took place more than a century ago. People have been turkey trotting for a century. That's crazy. That's fantastic. Only four of them made it to the finish line. One runner dropped out when his late breakfast refused to keep in its proper place. Little TMI.
Oh.
Anyway, so let's get out there and do a little turkey trotting for the animal shelter, shall we? So should we do best joke of the day gets the calendar?
Okay, yeah. So that's going to be a hard one. Because
gotta be Thanksgiving themed and public radio friendly.
Yeah. Okay. Post it on this show on the live stream.
Right. Ooh, yeah.
And
oh.
if you're listening from the car on the radio, the old FM tuner, you can give us a call.
Oh, FM tuner.
You can call us probably, maybe. Or
yes, you can.
You can call
566-3909.
566-3909. 3909.
Jennifer's watching the show.
No better combination. Hey, we just got a comment from someone.
There you go. Thank you.
I hope that's not a joke. Hope you're not trying for the calendar.
Sorry, I'm going to quickly try to start a watch party here.
Okay, and another cool gift we have to give out today is a $10 gift certificate. To Artifacts Gallery or the Bake Shop inside of Artifacts. That was a special gift given from Bev Taylor and Tara Taylor. They're a fantastic duo downtown. They have great lattes, and I love to go into Artifacts to pick out little trinkets to give to my family members for Christmas, because it makes them really think that I'm an adult, to get little local artists.
That is Small Business Saturday.
Coming
up. Something we really got to promote, because we've got a lot of fabulous small businesses, and they need your help this time of year. Can't get everything on Amazon. You got to go add a little personal touch to it at the Artifacts Gallery. And so maybe you can get a little chili mix or something fabulous from over there. We also have some very sweet leggings from Soldan Hot Yoga and the Lift Each Other Up Foundation, which is Soldan Hot Yoga is a yoga studio run by Stacey Schwepper, and then the Lift Each Other Up Foundation is offering free classes to the community. So for example, we did one yesterday in the atrium at the new Farmington Municipal Schools building, which is beautiful, and had some teachers and administrators there to do some yoga. And then this Friday is going to be, I believe, the third free yoga class for anyone, really. It's Aztec located and centered, but it's you can be from Farmington, Bloomfield, wherever you want to be from, and show up to the multipurpose room this Friday from 4 to 5 for some free yoga to help heal Aztec. And if any local businesses want to sponsor one of those classes too, then you can get in a hold of us and we'll arrange it for you. But before we go too far, let's also steer our focus back to why we're here today, which is to promote KSJE and how fabulous they are and keep them on the airwaves, because there's no other radio station like them, and I personally get tired of hearing the same songs over and over, so I love switching it up to a little bit of classical. I love the sound of Scott Micklin's voice at any time. Tracy Halesvass is also doing local and regional author interviews if you're a book nerd like me. There's plenty of fantastic stuff to get excited about at KSJE, but we need community support in order to keep it running. So we'll also give some prizes out today for anybody that wants to either pledge or make a donation to KSJE. I'm sure no amount is too big.
You can give monthly or you can give a one-time gift at ksje.com/support. Pretty easy to give. And like Jen said, there's lots of gifts to give out today.
Mm-hmm. I already see that Mitch Sewell's interested in our leggings. So, Mitch, I will put the challenge to you. Let's see. What should we make Mitch do to work for these leggings?
Hmm.
How about donate some money to KSJE? I like that. Let's do that. We'll do jokes later. These leggings are priceless. So anyway, we'll put that challenge to you. And anybody who wants to match donations today, too, because you love KSJE, this is a good time to promote your business.
Yes. Also, today we have a really special opportunity to be able to match donors' donations through ATB Behavioral Health Services. They are a local behavioral health services practice, and you can reach out to them for all of your holistic mental health care needs. And today, they were gracious enough to be willing to match donors for our show up to $100. So please, please call in, donate to KSJE, and thank you so much, ATB Behavioral Health.
What is the call-in number?
566-3909-505. Nice. 566-3909, everybody.
Wonderful. All right. And why don't we, so we said that we would give out a pair of leggings to Mitch if he donated, but let's hurry this
looks
up.
Looks like they're still up for grabs.
They're still up for grabs. So mm-hmm. It could be anybody. It's anybody's leggings right now.
Yep. Let's see. It's probably a lucky thing about leggings is it's almost one size fits all. That's the beauty of leggings.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, those look nice and thick.
They're kind of silky soft, too. And there's a little heart on them.
You know, something else really cool about KSJE is that they let us on the air, and we get to just talk about whatever we want. And they do that with so many other people for DJ for a day all week long. And that is not something that we would get with other radio shows. And so that in itself should be an incentive to continue supporting KSJE.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. We do have a phone call,
oh,
you guys.
Awesome.
And so I'll need you to put on your headphones that are right up there in order to hear the caller on the air who's on KSJE. Hello.
Hey, what's up? It's the Rev.
Hey,
it's the Rev.
See how she is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Rev, you want to pitch your upcoming DJ for a day spot?
Oh, of course I do. And then I have a joke, so, because I want the calendar as well.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Okay, so my DJ for a day show is coming up on Friday, this Friday, 2 to 3, and we're going to do some really great cover songs. Would have used different words for that, but I want to make sure it's radio appropriate, so.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm in suspense. I need to hear this joke.
Okay, so a lady was picking through the frozen turkeys at the grocery store for Thanksgiving Day, but couldn't find one big enough for her family. She asked a stock boy, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" And the stock boy said, "No, ma'am, they're dead."
The calendar is yours.
Yes.
You win. That actually reminds me of a joke that the three of us heard this morning at the Salvation Army Red Kettle kickoff breakfast.
Heck yeah.
That Catherine's son told us. Would you like to share that one or shall
yes.
I?
Yes. Okay, hey Rev.
Yeah.
Stop how, me if you've heard this one.
Stop me if you've heard this one before, but how come dinosaurs can't clap?
Their arms are too short.
No, they're dead.
Morbid with the dead jokes today. You know what's not dead, though, is KSJE. Yeah.
Keeping radio alive.
So, Rev, thank you. She's actually, Reverend Megan Kolop from First Presbyterian Church is United Way's campaign chair this year. She has been fantastically helpful in all the ways. And she's actually, they have put together an Advent calendar for Echo, which is very cool. It's a big season for Echo. People love to get food to hungry people during the holidays. And so any way, shape, or form you can do that is amazing. And there's one other thing, actually, that the old Revsters put together that I think is worth noting because it's one of the cooler things I've ever heard. Do you want to tell them about your memorial for the unclaimed?
Sure, yeah. So worked real hard last week to procure a list of names of folks in our community who died either homeless or unclaimed, meaning they don't have any next of kin to claim their remains. And so I got a good substantial list. Special thanks to Lisa Gomez at the county office for that. And what we're going to do is a community-wide, non-faith-specific charity organizations, government organizations, other spiritual communities represent it type of thing, a memorial service on December 10th, which is a Tuesday, at 5:30 in the evening. And we chose that date because it's also Human Rights Day. So it seemed to make sense.
Beautiful thing. So we appreciate you doing that, and hopefully we'll see everybody there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well, you go get back to work, and I'll drop you off a calendar later.
Yeah. All right. Good. Good job, guys. Loving the show.
Thank you. So much more to come.
Bye.
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 All right. Also, it looks like if he's to be believed, we have a donation.
Uh-huh.
And we have a winner for our first pair of leggings.
Yeah, he put his money where his mouth is.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh.
No,
oh.
No, no. It is not Mitch.
Well, I have Mitch.
Oh, well, I
said call it $20.
I'm okay. We call that a pledge then. All right, but we have money checks in the mail from Mr. Gabe Shallis. So he wanted those
another
leggings.
Pair of leggings?
Yeah.
The leggings
right, we're
are
out
a hot ticket item today.
Woo! We're out of leggings, but you know what we do have? We have gift cards.
Ooh.
So we have two gift cards. One free hot yoga class from Solden.
Best yoga class you ever took, tell you what.
Yeah, I hear you sweat a lot.
You do sweat a lot.
I hear that's the point. So.
And there are no mirrors in there, which is always fun. So if you're intimidated by yoga, remember, it's going to be well heated, so the flexibility is just going to flow out of you along with the sweat. Nobody's looking at you. It's pretty dark. And there are boys that go, too. So no excuses. Everybody show up for one of these yoga classes. You'll love it. Uh-oh, it is QVC, Devin. Don't be jealous that we're going to get more donations than you are. I smell a challenge. So we need everybody to support KSJE at this very moment before 11 a.m. so that we can get all the goods.
Yes,
and then
and
Devin
so that
has
it's
to
a
work
very,
extra hard for it.
Yes, we need a very clear line between our show and Devin's show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will go ahead and get the ball rolling, too, and I have been a continuous giver because once you commit to, say, $10 a month through PayPal, then you forget about it until it just keeps popping out of your account. So that's really the way to do it, and you can just keep rolling it over every year. You don't even have to get the T-shirt. You can also do the 0 Mile Fun Run, which is super fun.
That's coming up in May. You're right.
Oh,
that's true.
God, I haven't been training.
You got to be training. You're training right now.
Training.
You're training right now. Both of you are for the 0 Mile Fun Run in May, everybody. We had a comment on Facebook. It looks like the start of a joke.
Oh.
right? And okay. I don't know the punchline, though, because all we got is the first, the setup. Okay. Why, from BJ Gutierrez, why can't you take a turkey to church?
I don't know. And BJ, tell us the answer.
You have to tell us the answer. We'll be hanging on all afternoon.
All of San Juan County is hanging on.
But why can't you take a turkey to church? So, I don't know.
All right.
Why take me to church.
They gobble too much.
Well,
they
since we have no
gobble too much.
Finish to that one, we'll throw out another one.
Okay.
Did you know, let's see, what do you get when you cross a turkey with a centipede?
I don't know.
Drumsticks for everybody.
Ew.
Wow. All right. Here is the punchline, everyone, why you can't take a turkey to church. Because they use such foul language, radio audience.
Oh.
Nice one, BJ. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
BJ is excluded from prizes because he's part of our team. Just kidding. We'll bring you back a latte. Good job, man.
Nice.
You know, some other prizes that we have today were donated by Grease Monkey, and we have three platinum car washes to give away to people throughout our show. So let's give one away to the next person who donates to KSJE.
Yes.
And you can donate online at ksje.com/support. It's really, really easy. I think it's a PayPal link, so it's connected to all of your accounts, and you can just easily sign up. You can make a one-time donation, or like Jen said, I also like to do the monthly. It's a little bit easier, and you get to make a bigger impact over the year than just in one day.
Very true. I can confirm the donation from a Mr. Gabriel Chalice.
All right. Thank you.
Has come in, so thank you very much.
Okay, it's the coolest. Devin also already has donations lined up, so if you are one of those donations that Devin has lined up, we'd like for you to go ahead and give them now during the Catherine and Jen show, because you'll get a prize out of it, you know?
And then make him work harder at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And it all goes to the same place. Isn't this what this is about?
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work.
Little friendly competition.
And keep in mind, I just re-signed up for paying for ad-free Pandora because it drives me batty when I'm listening to music and then I have to listen to an ad. And KSJE does not play commercials, which is why we play this little game, DJ for a Day, and raise money, because they don't do that corporate sponsorship nonsense that interrupts your jams. So let's keep that going. What do you say, Catherine?
Yes, let's do that.
A couple of shows that they do have going. Sorry that I have to look down at my cheat sheet because there's just one or two of them that I rock constantly. But there is Turntable Taxi for vinyl records. That's super hip. Every Saturday at 8 p.m. or Sundays at noon. What's your favorite one, Catherine?
You know, dang it.
The Scott Micklin show?
Yes, of course. But I'm really excited about the rest of the DJ for a Day.
Oh, yeah.
Spots this week.
We've got quite a few cool people coming up. It's a good group to be a part of.
Yeah, the whole day today is going to be pretty good. The Theater Ensemble Arts is coming up next. They call themselves Tea. So I think they're going to come here to spill the tea.
Ha!
And the next at 2 p.m. is the PIO show with Georgette and Devin. That's going to be great. And then tomorrow is the Sheriff Shane show with our Sheriff Shane.
Oh, that's fun to say.
Yes. I'm also really looking forward to the TNG show. What do you think the TNG show is about, Jen?
Careful.
Well, it might have something to do with Tyrannosaurus Rex, is all I'm going to say.
Possibly, but nope. It's about the frack.
Oh.
It's titled Don't Fear the Frack. I'm really interested to learn all about oil and gas operations in San Juan County.
Yeah.
We should mention that's T. Greg Marion and George Sharp, T and G.
Yes, yes.
That's the T
and
the G.
That's the T and the G.
Yes.
Not the T in...
Yeah, that's it.
I understand.
You got it. Thank you.
Very good. Clarification. I'm excited for the Hannah and Nate Duckett show because they're fellow Broncos fans. So shout out to my Orange Crush
family
out there.
I hear there's lip syncing in that
show. Well, that sounds like a hoot.
Yeah.
I might have to press my face to the glass during that show then.
So that'll be 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Oh my gosh, Holly, you're so precious. I'm blushing so hard now.
What's happening?
We'll talk about it later. But thank you, Holly. You're cool. So let me give you another fun fact while everybody is getting their credit card and getting onto PayPal, finding their free Wi-Fi.
I think we've jammed up the lines.
We have. So did you know, let's see, the turkeys pardoned by the president go on to do some pretty cool things. I actually didn't know that George H.W. Bush was the first one to pardon a turkey in 1989 because he noticed that the 50-pound bird, by the way, I got a 23-pounder and it barely fits in my fridge. At his official Thanksgiving proclamation, the turkey looked antsy, so he pardoned them, and that's precious. So what did they do after they were pardoned? In 2005 and 2009, the turkeys went to Disneyland and Walt Disney World and served as grand marshals at their annual Thanksgiving parades. I mean, like, what a good deal. And then from 2010 to 2013, they vacationed at Washington's Mount Vernon State. Isn't that a hoot?
Gosh, what a life.
Do you know why the turkey crossed the road?
Why?
So that people would think he was a chicken. On Thanksgiving, of course. Yeah.
You know, people are asking me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I can't quit cold turkey. Could you?
No, absolutely not. The fun continues. We have listeners all the way from California. You guys are awesome. Former Leadership San Juan classmates, which if you haven't done that, it is the time of your life. You'll meet some very cool people.
Yes.
And find out some very fun things about them because they are very cash and they take their business shirts off and put on their Motley Crue t-shirts or whatever their jam may be. And it's really fun. In fact, if there's anyone from Leadership San Juan, we got Mitch down for a donation.
Yeah,
let's hear the
you?
Best class ever swing in here. Maybe there's going to be a little competition between classes. So I know that you guys want to support KSJE considering your future or current leaders in our community. And KSJE is so important and so valuable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You should find a way to stand up in a way so that we can see your shirt. The bottom part of it. Oh, it's backwards, but I'll read it to you all. You'll have to read it, Jen.
Leadership. It's all about lifting people up.
Nice.
That's right. So, be leaders today.
And since it's backwards, we don't have to have any rights for those photos, right?
Oh, no. We're fine. No problem at all.
Speaking of rights to photos, though, shout out to Shutter Freak for our sweet DJ for a Day photo from the Mayor's Ball.
Yes.
That was a killer good time.
I hear that might be even voted raddest photo.
I think
sure,
it was.
Sure was.
I think it was. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And the high on the screen is from Ashley Johnson. So want to give a shout out to Ashley.
That's my sister-in-law.
So just so you know,
also
thank you
Broncos
for
fan.
Watching.
Yes, thank you.
And we actually, I would like to point out, because I know you guys can't see this, but we have 23 people watching the video.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So
that's like $23,000.
Wow, you guys, you're right. Incredible.
Ooh.
Are you all leadership givers?
My United Way board is going to be jealous. Hey.
ACDC, yes. Okay, also, not kidding. We have so many cool prizes for the next person who donates. Let's say a $10 gift certificate to a favorite downtown hotspot, Artifacts and the Bake Shop. $10 to the next person who donates to KSJE.com/support.
There you go.
Love Artifacts. And I also have an incoming fabulous joke. What do you call a turkey walking around the day after Thanksgiving?
What?
Luckily, she hasn't posted the answer, but I believe I saw that today. Lucky. Not dead. And there's our first live joke.
Pardon me. I think that has something to do with the story you told earlier about the bushes.
Mm-hmm. Pardoning turkeys?
Yes.
Yes. They're lucky as well. They get to go to Walt Disney World. I've never even been to Walt Disney World.
That's a weird life for a turkey.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Did you know? I found this to be a very cool fact, too. In 1953, I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing, a Swanson employee accidentally ordered a colossal shipment of Thanksgiving turkeys, 260 tons to be exact. To get rid of them all, salesperson Jerry Thomas took inspiration from the prepared foods served on airplanes. He came up with the idea of filling 5,000 aluminum trays with turkey, along with cornbread dressing, gravy, peas, and sweet potatoes to round out the meal. The 98-cent meals were a hit, especially with kids and increasingly busy households, and within 1 year, over 10 million were sold. and the TV dinner movement was born. So thank you, Thanksgiving, and Jerry Thomas, for bringing us TV dinners, because I certainly love them. I do kind of miss the ones that came with the little brownie, because I'm gluten intolerant these days, but I still enjoy a good TV dinner.
Ugh.
Do your kids still eat TV dinners?
No.
Kids Cuisine, I think they were called. Good stuff.
Those look rough, man. They've got like 3 bites in them. Yeah, so I guess that's about when we got real lazy as a nation. Yeah.
Well, considering we're about halfway there, I don't remember if you have announced one of our bigger prizes yet.
Oh, yes.
From Miss Addie. So
okay,
we'll probably have to give that to like whoever ends up pledge slash donating the most money during our show.
Good idea. Okay.
It's a big one.
So it's a big one. So we are going to, we have been gifted a wonderful staycation, one night staycation at Home 2 Suites by Hilton. See, this is our beautiful location here in Farmington, to the biggest donor during our show.
Bring it on.
So you've got until 11 o'clock, people, and win yourself a one-night staycation right up the road. Really nice hotel, and you're supporting a good cause that supports a lot of good causes.
Absolutely. Okay.
Did you know, I learned something about turkeys. Did you know that it's only male turkeys that gobble?
No.
Well, I didn't know that either.
Oh, that's a real fact.
It's a real fact.
I thought maybe it was going to be a joke.
Well, it's half true. So only male turkeys, appropriately named gobblers, actually make the sound. And female turkeys cackle instead, which I don't like that end of the story.
I hate the word cackle.
Uh-huh.
My brother calls us cackling hens when all the ladies start congregating in the kitchen.
Well, that's exactly what they use to figure out if a turkey is a male or female, is they wait to see what sound it's making. If it's cackling, it's a bunch of lady turkeys.
Yes.
And if it's gobbling, it's a bunch of boy turkeys. And
what? Oh, I don't know. It just cracks me up. Oh, also, Tom Yost says hello.
Hello!
And yes, I was very distracted in our phenomenal golfers boot camp at the beautiful Riverview Golf Course, because it's covered with pronghorns. Like, they're beautiful, and they're everywhere, and it was a good time. If anybody gets a chance to take some golf lessons from Tom Yost, or if you're a supporter of First Tee, or you want to learn more about it, it is such a cool program. The more we get to experience it, the more we realize kids love it, and they're learning some really cool core values. So thanks for the shout out, Tom. Got one back for you. And don't forget to support KSJE, and we'll support First Tee. Samesies.
Yes.
We'll even try to get you a pair of leggings. I bet Stacey'd be down.
So, okay, to the next donor, we're going to give away 2 prizes.
Whoa.
Okay.
Do we have enough prizes for that?
Yes.
I also have a car full of shelter calendars, so.
Okay, so the next donor is going to get this gift certificate to Artifacts and a free hot yoga class.
Oh, dang.
I mean, this is big.
That's good stuff.
This is big time.
Okay.
This is over $30
and
value,
what,
you guys.
Are we talking like the next donation?
The next donation on KSJE.com.
/support.
We've got Scott ready with the, he'll be able to tell us if someone donates, and these prizes are yours.
Bring it in. And if you want to remain anonymous,
then this isn't the show for you.
Then this isn't the show for you.
Just kidding.
Good point.
Let's see. We've got another joke. What are turkeys most thankful for at
Busted.
Busted.
Most grateful for at Thanksgiving. I don't know, Catherine, what?
Vegetarians.
I've never actually had a tofurkey, but so many people eat them that I'm very interested.
I think it's a texture thing. I tried tofurkey chicken, and it doesn't taste bad. It's just too soft.
Ugh. Yeah, I suppose if you put gravy on anything, it'd be fine with me.
Maybe.
Speaking of gratitude, though, also, super cool thing happening on Thanksgiving Day, coming at you from Running Medicine, Farmington, and Northern Edge Casino, is the 2019 Gratitude Run or Walk. And I just thought that was super cool, so I wanted to point it out. So if you want to show your gratitude by running in the morning. There'll be a place for it. So you can find the event on Facebook. There's online registration at Run Sign Up. So check that out. I mean, we Farmington folks, in fact, San Juan County in general, we love our runs and walks. There's like a different one every week. In fact, there is also, I believe, on Saturday, Mark Jones, the Pie Mile that he does at the PB track is going to also be bringing in blankets and socks. We have found out even more than we already knew recently how generous this community is, which is why we love to be here trying to support KSJE, because we recently held a hygiene drive and yesterday had some fabulous gals from Heights Middle School for their leadership class help us pack them up. But we just wanted to get a few hygiene packs to help fill the shelves for homeless students, and then the floodgates opened. We got so much that it wouldn't fit in the car. I don't think it fits on his shelves. So thank you to everyone who donated or shared posts and helped out with that. And so there are plenty of other drives going on. So if you got in on the shampoo and toothpaste and you want to start collecting socks or blankets, there's also Stuff the Bus this Saturday for Echo Food Bank at Albertsons on East Main. And there's also, I think, Teas for Turkeys. Anybody remember anything about that?
I think that's true for iHeart. iHeart Media is their event at Safeway. I think it's on Thursday, is it not?
I think so.
From what I understand. Want to let you know that Maria is doing the run.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
And also, we do have a donation from an Ashley Johnson.
Yay!
That has come in, so thank you very much for that. And I wanted to show kind of the website when folks
I'd
go to KSJE.com and see my beekeeping outfit.
Yes, this is worth the trip to KSJE.com/support.
Oh, so is.
Yes.
And that's what you'll see. And then you just have to scroll down the page, everyone, to see all the gifts that you can get for $10 a month. And a reminder for San Juan College employees that they can do payroll deduction. And then, of course, if you keep going down, you see the PayPal information, and you can pick a monthly donation or a one-time donation. That can be any amount. And monthly donations are $10 a month, $20 a month. Or if you want to do the big one for $500 a year, that's $41.67 a month.
Yes.
So you can select whichever you'd like.
$41.67 sounds like a lot of money, but it's really not. That is a sweatshirt that you probably already have seven of. So give it to KSJE.
That's right.
Keep people employed.
And if you don't do the whole online giving thing, you can send us a check. The address is right there as well. It's all
absolutely
on the website, ksje.com/support.
So you folks in the car listening on the FM dial radio, you can send a check in.
Exactly.
You sure can. Yeah.
That's right.
You can probably just even come empty your wallet. just pull out change. We had an adorable woman at one of our campaigns recently straight up pull out every penny she had in her pocket. There were pennies.
Yep.
Dollars and pennies.
Yep.
And it was precious. Everything adds up. Everything helps. And we've just got a super cool community. So
it really
keep
does.
Them coming in.
You know, something else about the hygiene kits yesterday that we put together, we were hoping to put together a couple, and our goal was 50, but we thought that was even pretty lofty. But we put together over 75 yesterday, and that's about $2,000 worth of support from the community. And so that's pretty incredible, like how much that adds up. So a lot of people just brought in a few extra shampoos or toothpaste, toothbrushes that they had, and all together, just over the course of a few weeks, added up to over $2,000 and over 75 hygiene kits. So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. And another thing I'd like to point out about KSJE, outside of the cool music and everything, is that they bring a lot of awareness and attention to things that are going on in the community. So not everyone is on Facebook, and not everyone reads a newspaper. So it's a great way to find out about everything from what's going on in local elections, on boards with nonprofits, mm-hmm. what animals are available at the shelter, what's on Nate Duckett's mind, just all the things. So if you don't regularly listen to it and you're here for the Catherine and Jen show, you should really start checking it out. It's a fabulous station, and they've been doing podcasts actually for over a decade, and you can go back and listen to something that you may have missed, like this, or our Lord Help Us First Catherine and Jen show.
Oh, don't bring that up.
Or any other shows. You don't have to be available right then live. They're on the website, which is very
cool. Sure.
Very true. Another donation from Eliana Butler. Thank you for making your donation, Eliana. We appreciate it very, very much.
Do we need to give them things?
Heck yeah.
So,
so Eliana.
Ashley J doesn't live here, but she will be here for Turkey Day.
We'll make it work. Okay, so Eliana, how do you feel about a free hot yoga class?
Yeah.
All right, I guess we can't hear back from you immediately, but I think you're going to love it.
So she's screaming delightful things at the radio.
I bet.
I bet she is right now.
Yes.
Which is the only thing that happens when people are listening to KSJE, right? You just scream delightful things back at the radio.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that also on Saturdays that Samhain College students have a radio show?
What?
Yeah. Every Saturday at 9 p.m.
Oh, that's cool.
That's way past my bedtime. Hey, Scott, tell us, what do they talk about? What's that show like?
Oh, man, that's funny.
Well.
Does Scott stay up later than us?
You guys got to take a nap or something. You could tune in, you know? They talk all about stuff that's going on here at Samhain College. They play any kind of music they want. A lot of times it's some maybe good 80s rock and roll. And it's Saturday nights here on KSJE, the Student Activities Hour.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Okay, well, maybe we'll take a nap.
80s rock and roll, so I'm going to have to check that
actually,
out.
No, actually, yeah.
Check it out.
Wait.
Oh, and Ashley, I didn't get to finish with the you don't live here, but since you'll be here for Turkey Day, I got you some coffee and a sold-in hot yoga class.
Okay, what else do we have to give away? Ooh, I know. How about a car wash?
Oh, yeah. That's an easy one.
That's an easy one.
Everybody needs a car wash.
A platinum car wash.
Oh, platinum.
Platinum.
That's big baller status.
It's not even just spraying off your car. I think they put wax and stuff on it for that.
Dang. Okay, so
wax on, wax off.
What do you want for that car wash?
I want another donation.
I do too.
I think that's what Scott wants too. I like donations too. It's like
you can even my phone died unfortunately, but you can message Catherine and let him know that you're on your way with a $10 bill.
Yep. If you're running up here, you can give us a call and let us know. We'll hold your place.
Or a $500 bill.
Or yes,
just kidding.
Sure, we will come pick that one up.
Please do not walk through the halls of the college with it. Okay, so while we wait for our winner of that with their big bag of gold coins, what do you get when you cross a turkey with a ghost, Catherine?
I don't know.
A poultrygeist.
Oh man.
I still have my headphones on. I feel like I'm a legit DJ with those on.
Yeah. Did you know that you could go on Turntable Taxis, which is another KSJE show?
I think that sounds lovely.
You know, it features classic vinyl. That is lovely.
Classic vinyl's making quite a comeback.
It sure is.
In fact, we have to really thank the hipsters and the millennials for bringing back all kinds of cool stuff. I'm waiting to see cassette tapes again, even though I'm not sure how I feel about that. That's a lot of effort.
I'm not sure how you'd play them,
We could figure out a way.
No, I know how you play them. I'm just saying, like, I'm not sure how.
Sure.
Like, it's just a.
Yeah. Thank you, Melissa Wood from Aztec, for your donation.
Thank you, Melissa. Oh, another
leadership
class.
Somebody's got a yoga class.
All right.
Yay. Sounds like it is the best class ever, then.
Yeah, our class really is the best. The most illustrious.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, what else do we have to give away?
I don't know. I'm going to start digging in my purse because it's working. It's working.
It's working. We have more car washes.
Oh, wait, that was a car wash. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that was a car wash.
My bad. But
awesome. Platinum.
But if you would like to experience the Sold-In, then you can go to Yoga in Aztec on Friday at 4 p.m. for free. Since you didn't get that gift card, you got a car wash. You can roll in real fresh in your clean car.
We also have some other giveaways from the River Reach Foundation. The River Reach Foundation has some pretty cool things coming up, too. And they have a very cool swag bag to donate to the next person to donate to KSJE. So how confusing is that? The next person to donate to KSJE, you don't even know what gift you're giving because I've promised so many. But I think you're going to get a River Reach Foundation goodie bag, and you might even get a car wash if you hurry.
That might be Brian Crawford.
Brian Crawford!
Who just made a donation. Thank you, Brian Crawford.
Thank you, Brian Crawford. Holy moly. You guys are actually listening and helping. This is incredible. Our community is incredible.
It really is.
They sure are.
That's awesome.
Well, we could also put together a Live United swag bag. We've got I'm a Giver t-shirts. They're real soft and cozy. Let's see, we got some sweet sunglasses, some chapsticks, some stickers, all those non-profit-y kind of things. Maybe a pen.
Whoa. Careful before you're giving away pens.
T-shirts, no problem. Pens, I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah, let's get some more donations, guys. We only have 15 more minutes left of our show before...
The next one.
The next one, which is the Theater Ensemble Arts.
That's right. You guys are on a roll. Stacey's Whisper has just made a donation.
What?
Thank you, Stacey.
Stacey.
I'm not sure she needs any more yoga lessons or sessions, but,
hey,
you know.
Stacey.
Generous mama of the day.
Seriously. You want a platinum car wash.
I think she knows a guy. She can get that. We'll give her we'll give you a Live United swag bag.
Yeah, let's give you something you don't have.
Absolutely.
Who did we give the calendar? Oh yeah, that was best joke from the Rev, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From the Rev, but we can give away another calendar because I have them in my possession. So let's see. The calendars go for $15, which provides a bunch of probably beautiful biscuits for adorable dogs. So I'd say let's let the bidding start at $15 to KSJE, and we'll see where we go from there. Fight over it. I love it.
Yeah, also comment about it so we can all watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, what do you got, Scott?
I got nothing.
He's got a live one.
I got nothing. Hey,
I can tell you that we have 21 people watching the live video right now.
That's exciting.
At least
wow.
on the KSJE page, and I think Jenna shared it.
You guys aren't bored yet?
Yay. Profiles, so... Welcome aboard, everybody. And that doesn't count the folks listening on their radio dial.
Yes.
That are just driving around on their FM radio. Yeah.
Yes, literally.
Literally dozens of people listening.
Oh,
right
I
now.
Know what else we have to give away.
What?
Distill gift cards.
That's right. Oh, man. One of our favorite places for libation.
Another local business that loves to support its community. So if you're not a drinker, they do have cheese plates and jars of olives. And pineapple juice cans.
They have non-alcoholic wines so that you could put that on your, you know, your Thanksgiving table.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Sparkling ciders. Yeah, I guess we'll just keep rolling with the donations because that's working real well.
Yeah, let's just keep rolling with it. Come on, guys. Donate. You've only have 12 minutes left.
If you do donate, since we are going just fast and furious now, maybe you'll have to tell us if you want the calendar or the Distill gift card. No pressure. I will totally judge you. But let us know which one you like because they could come in all at the same time.
So let's see. Okay. Do we have any donations, Scott?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
Nothing yet. Still, we're monitoring, but you know, we'll get them.
All right.
Yes.
You hear that?
As they come in.
Okay.
We've had a lot. So,
yes.
You know.
So another thing that we could talk
about. The PayPal button is cooling off.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, we
it's
probably
a little overheated.
Little steam coming
minute.
Off of it.
Yeah.
The little mice behind that submit button are just.
Speaking of steam, did you know that Thanksgiving dinners take approximately 18 hours to prepare? They are consumed in 12 minutes, and halftime is also 12 minutes. Coincidence? I think not. Yeah. Fun fact, tell a friend.
Another prize that we have to give away, if y'all will hurry and donate, is something
QVC.
From Lulu's Petals. So we have a gift card to give from Lulu's Petals, and they are a local downtown business, and they specialize in flower arrangements delivered when you want them here locally. They have some really cool packages. This is just their wedding pricing, but they also have a really cool monthly subscription where you can actually.
Oh, I love that one.
I know. Yeah. Like where you actually can, you can sign up to get a fresh bouquet of flowers every day, every month, every day. That'd be nice. Every month. And if for some reason you don't want yours that month, you can redirect it to someone else.
We do have a donation that just came in. Thank you very much, Tom Yost.
Tom, yay! All right.
Tom, you want a calendar or a Distill gift card?
I think we know.
He's screaming at his radio right now.
We can't hear.
Okay, Distill gift card it is.
Yeah. Oh, we heard. We got it.
There you go.
Go ahead. No, Lulu's packages, fresh flowers once a month.
Yes.
And she also does a thing where you can give her a bunch of important dates in your life. So if you need to remember your
anniversary.
Wife's birthday and your anniversary and your mother's birthday or whatever it be, you can actually just give her all the dates and she will pre-plan that shipment. And if for any reason, you know, things change, then you can just redirect it to somebody else. I'm thinking about getting it for myself.
Anyone, feel free to redirect your flowers to me at San Juan United Way. Mm-hmm.
Anytime your auto shipment is just not going to work
for you,
we'll take it in the office. Absolutely.
Another thing, so most of you who are watching know that it is definitely our jam to fundraise. And so we thought we would take a quick minute to show you our pledge form this year. If you haven't already got to see it, because what we do is we go around to as many workplaces as we can around the county to raise money for local nonprofits. This is kind of what our pledge form looks like, super basic, but something really cool, you know how to fill out a form, I trust you all, but something really, really cool to know is that when you give to our Community Impact Fund, 100% of what you give stays in San Juan County, and then you also have the option of designating your gift back to any 501c3. So we, of course, hope that you'll find some local nonprofits that mean a lot to you, but you can designate. And we also learned that you can actually designate to KSJE through the College Foundation. So
yeah.
If you wrote that on your United Way pledge form, you would be able to get your donation to KSJE.
And the logos are a little small on that one, but we'd also like to take this quick opportunity to thank our corporate cornerstone partners, who are the ones that support us to be able to do the work that we do. So we raised over $1 million last year in total, $351,000 just to our Community Impact Fund. And it's because of these, oh, cool, even bigger logos. If your logo is not on there yet, we are constantly updating it, and you're welcome to get it on there. Just give us a buzz, and we will make sure that you are appreciated in every way, shape, and form. In fact, I have a giant Hershey's Gold peanuts and pretzels candy bar right here that I got at the Salvation Army Red Kettle Kickoff this morning, coming at you to the next donation, too.
She literally dug through her purse looking for more prizes.
And it's not just a candy bar. It's also got a coupon for $1 off of your next giant candy bar.
What?
I know. Oh. Let's top it some more.
Should we separate it and give the coupon to a different donor?
It's just too good. So I think that we've made it pretty clear that we're here raising money for KSJE today, but I would also like to, in this season of giving, remind everyone that we realize that money is not always what you want to give. And if you want to give of your time, there are incredible needs throughout the community. And so we have, for example, we no longer do the Day of Caring at United Way anymore, but we constantly have projects submitted from local nonprofits that can be adopted by companies if you want to put a team together, and that way you can pick a day that works better for you. So we would love to get to match you up with that. And on the other side, if you're a local nonprofit who needs some sort of work done, then please get a hold of us and we will put a project together and try to find some volunteers to adopt it. An example I just heard yesterday was for the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington Hilltop location has some picnic tables that they want to just get anchored down so that the kids can eat snacks and stuff outside when it's warm. So it's adorable. Northwest New Mexico Seniors has a wait list for Meals on Wheels and their senior companion program. So I asked her to give me a list of some things that these homebound seniors need that don't have any help available to them. And it's pretty precious. It's everything from roofs that are caving in and needing a ramp for wheelchair, to just having someone help them wash their windows and put up their Christmas tree. So if you would like to take your kids and go rake some leaves for a senior citizen, we can organize that too. And actually, I got one more flyer for Christmas morning, which that's a little bit of a stretch for some people, but before you break into all the presents, if you want, Great Harvest Church is going to have a Christmas breakfast and hope bag distribution from 8 to 9 a.m. So that will be pretty precious. Good way to get in the true spirit of the holiday.
On-screen joke from Jonathan Bacon.
Ooh, yes! Let's hear it.
That's it.
Oh.
What's the best thing about Thanksgiving?
What is it?
People tend to speak less when food is lodged in their mouths.
Yes.
Oh, amen.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I'll eat to that.
Okay, we've got a few
Tees
more.
Tees for Turkeys update. It is this Thursday. What's that, tomorrow? from 7 to, oh no, day after tomorrow. Today is Tuesday, all day. From 7 to 5 at the East Main Safeway. So if you donate either a frozen turkey or $10, then you will get a commemorative tees for Turkey's Day. So another opportunity to get involved with not necessarily money. You can bring a turkey. In fact, I believe right about now they've got those deals going where if you spend $100 on groceries, you get a free turkey. So give away your turkey.
Yeah.
Who needs it?
Work smarter, not harder. Let's help the community.
Mm-hmm.
Buy your groceries, donate a turkey.
So I think we've got 5 minutes left, probably less, more like four and some change.
Oh, man.
We still have a Lulu's gift certificate, right?
Yep.
We've got one Distill gift card and one beautiful shelter dog calendar. Or shelter cat. I'm sorry. Let's not forget about the cats.
We also have a car wash still, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's
also,
four prizes.
And also, did we raise $100 so that we could make our matching gift? Do you think?
I believe we have a recurring donation of $120, $10 a month.
So
we have met our $100 challenge.
Yay! Awesome.
So thank you very much, everybody. Good job.
And just a reminder, this is your last few moments to get in as the biggest contributor for a night at the Hilton. If you need to get away from your kids or your dogs or your husband or your loud dishwasher, or you just want to sleep in a nice, fluffy, comfy bed.
Have someone else make it for you the next day.
Yeah. I mean, you might be the big winner for less than it costs to stay for one night at the good old Home 2 Suites Hilton.
Yeah, a $10 a month gift to KSJE for an entire year would be such a steal of a deal for this one night staycation.
In fact, if you have family coming in that you don't want to have to clean the spare room out for.
Oh, smart.
There you go.
So smart.
Boom.
So smart. Oh, Mom and Dad, we're so glad to have you in town for Thanksgiving.
And I sprung for a room at the Hilton.
You could make this happen right now.
Here's a Distill gift card, too. Why don't you go make yourself useful? Okay, so last few seconds. Oh, and don't forget, big ol' Hershey's Gold candy bar.
Oh, gosh, you can't forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me go dig in my purse.
And if you don't have your purse on you and you're driving and it's dangerous, feel free to call in 566-3909 and let us know that you're that's still not safe driving. Pull over at 7-Eleven or something and then call us, because otherwise I'm promoting dangerous activity and Melissa Wood would kill me.
True.
If you have a hands-free, you could probably do that.
Yeah.
Lots of people have that, I guess.
Auto-dial the number. There you go.
You know, and I think, too, if people wanted to call in or donate and somehow reference the Catherine and Jen show for the day,
maybe
we'd be able to give away a few more gifts, and we would just have to tag you on Facebook, and you would definitely, after you donate, you need to write something on our Facebook about it so that we know you did it, and then we will get you a prize. But I think that'd be fair.
It looks like we do have someone who's calling, hopefully safely, on the road. So
put on our headphones.
Here we go. Hello, you're on KSJE. Thanks for calling in. Who is this?
This is Hannah Ford. I'm driving safely.
Good.
Hi! Yay! Are you delivering flowers?
No. I'm running errands. But anyway, I wanted to donate $100.
Oh, yay! Thank you, Janice.
Sure. And I love listening to you guys. I miss everybody's voices. So you guys take care.
Oh, thank you, Janice.
Thank you, Janice. Great United Way board member.
Yes.
Extraordinaire. We have to give her credit. So
she was also a generous benefactor to our hygiene drive as well.
Nice. I'm not surprised to hear that. So thank you, Janice. Thank you for driving safely.
Awesome. Okay, well.
There you go.
There we go.
Another $100
for
the Catherine and Jen show.
I think that deserves a shelter calendar and my Hershey's Gold bar.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe even
and a car wash.
And maybe a little swag bag for that.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll shower her.
We are about 1 minute left, ladies.
Okay.
So I just want you to do the big finish here, right?
Okay. So you guys all remember why we're here today.
Mm-hmm.
This is listener-supported radio.
We're lifting each other up.
That's right.
Like Darth Vader.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This is a community-supported radio station. If you ever want to hear us do this again, please donate.
And I have to close with a joke that is, what's the best song to sing while you're preparing your Thanksgiving turkey?
I don't know.
I'm all about that bass. Mm-hmm. I'm so going to listen to that while I'm basting my turkey. I don't ever baste it. That's going to inspire me.
Okay, and remember, if you want to donate to KSJE today, you will still get a prize, and you need to comment and somehow reference the Catherine and Jen show so that Devin doesn't get all the credit for it.
I think that's good. That makes sense.
Good.
It makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, everyone. We had so much fun with you. Keep KSJ live so we can keep coming back.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank
Jennifer
you so
Jennifer Johnson,
much.
Catherine Abeita, thank you so much.
Thank
both
you.
Of you from the San Juan United Way, part of our DJ for a Day right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.